Leeds Urology Partnership on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Now, it's time to talk about something I don't usually talk about. Main reason being, because I am a female and I actually don't have one of these parts that we're about to discuss. And here to talk to us from Leeds Urology, brand new guest to the show, I have Dr. Oliver Kayes. Hello, Dr. Oliver.
Hello.
Now, we're talking today about prostates. The reason why it would be not something I would normally talk about is because as a woman, I don't have a prostate. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be talking about it, understanding them. You know, everybody has daughters, wives, sisters, mothers who need to understand exactly what this is and what problems can arise from it. So to start with, what is the prostate and where is it?
So the prostate gland is a small walnut-sized gland that sits just below the bladder. So it's actually inside the body, and it's only, as you just pointed out, evident in men. And its primary role is actually to do with fertility. So you actually only use it for a short time in your life. And as you get older, the prostate gland can grow and it can also harbour problems such as prostate cancer.
What is there that can happen that we would need to be worried about, or symptoms that we should think, as a bloke, this is a problem, I need to have a chat about this?
So it's a big part of my practice. I see a lot of men who come to see me and of varying ages. So just because you're young doesn't mean you can't have a problem with your prostate. Usually in your younger years, 20, 30, it's usually an inflammation problem, which might be associated to an infection. We call that prostatitis, and that's very easily treated if it's identified early. Usually come in complaining of problems with their waterworks. And when I say waterworks, usually it's to do with when they're going to the toilet, they find it a little hard to start, or the stream's a little slow, which would indicate that there's some degree of blockage. I think one of the most troublesome things for men and for their partners is when they get up at night, because as you get older, it's somewhat expected that you might have to get up once or twice. But for some of these men, they're getting up four or five times and getting very little sleep.
Are there any other symptoms or something that we would possibly, men would notice and need to be concerned about?
So we talk about how often they're going to the toilet. Do they have to dash to the toilet? We call that urgency. So sometimes you can't even hold that, and that will lead to incontinence. Bedwetting can happen when you're young, but it can also happen when you're old if you've got problems with your prostate and your bladder. And probably one of the most red flag symptoms that we look for is when you're passing blood. That's something that you shouldn't definitely never ignore, and go to your GP or specialist for attention.
So getting checked out, that's sort of the top. Your first point of call would be go to your GP or come to you and have a chat with somebody about the problem.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's very easy to ignore the symptoms and either hope they're going to go away or feel that you can manage them yourself. It's important that you're fully assessed, because as we're speaking about now, there's lots of things that can happen to the prostate. Some are serious and some of them are really not serious at all, but all of it is readily investigated and treatable.
You mentioned quite near the beginning prostate cancer. It's not always the case, but sometimes it is, and that's something that is always best ruled out earlier rather than later.
Yeah, prostate cancer is an unusual type of cancer. It's very, very common in men. We have about 20 to 25,000 cases a year here in the UK. So it's very prominent, and we pick it up in a variety of ways. And we do have some special tests, particularly a blood test that can be performed very easily to assess the prostate gland. And that will tell us a lot about whether there's unusual things like cancer that might be present, and may indicate that you need some further testing, either with scanning or a biopsy of the prostate.
Prostate cancer would be one of the worst cases, but actually people can have these problems without it being necessarily cancerous.
Exactly. I think people get very worried, and perhaps that's one of the reasons they don't come. They're very concerned that if they get a diagnosis of cancer, it's very serious. But actually, probably the majority of the time, that is not the case. And that, just as part of the aging process, men's prostate glands naturally get bigger and they do become more problematic as we get older. And I'd say if you are starting to get urinary symptoms in, you know, from the age of 40 onwards, then that's when you should really be coming down to get a health check, so that you can be sure that everything is okay.
What's involved in the check? What would happen?
Well, first of all, we'd sit in the consultation room and have a chat like this, very open, discuss every aspect of the waterworks and also things around that. So we talk about sexual function and day-to-day living and also general health. After that, then there is an examination. And I think that is, again, one of the things that urban myth has gone around, that men feel very scared about having. But a simple examination using a finger to palpate the prostate gives us a lot of information about its size, shape, and whether there's any unusual elements about it that might indicate an early cancer. After that, there are specialist tests that we would do, and we would go through those individually with people, because that's how we try to direct things now. It's about making the care specialist to that particular patient and not just doing blanket screening testing.
What would you be able to do if you find out that somebody's, you know, prostate is not up to scratch, it's not doing what it's meant to do for one reason or another? What can be done about it?
So we would introduce you to one of our programs, which are looking at lifestyle and behavioral changes that will often impact how much you need to go to the toilet, and it's a very good place to start. We combine that with exercise and pelvic floor physiotherapy regimes, and they're very easy ways to make a big impact at the beginning.
So there are lifestyle changes, you know, changes in your behaviour and your day-to-day activity that can make a difference. What if people have tried those, or they do it for a prolonged period of time and there's no change? What else is there to do?
We will review patients on a regular basis and make sure that either the changes they put in place or the medications they're taking are working. If that's not the case, or they have side effects from their medications, then we would talk them through the surgical options. And traditionally that was an operation called a TURP, where a camera was inserted into the water pipe up to the prostate, and tissue was cut away from the prostate to generate a new channel. At the moment, we're implementing two new procedures in Leeds. One is to use a laser to actually perform that surgery, and we believe that has got added benefits regarding recovery times and less bleeding, or we can tackle much larger prostates. If your prostate is smaller and your symptoms are such that you would want to consider a less invasive or minimally invasive surgery, we're now offering a Eurolift procedure. And that's a very interesting concept, because up until now, all operations have been designed to cut the prostate and have side effects such as bleeding and sexual dysfunction afterwards. One of the major benefits is that you don't need a catheter tube, which is one of these tubes we place into the bladder afterwards, and there's very little bleeding. And as there's no cutting, your recovery time is much quicker. Most men are going home the same day and back to normal activities the day after.
For people who want to come and have a chat to you, or come to Leeds Urology and just have a chat and get checked out, what's the best port of call for those people to use?
So you can see your GP, who will be able to refer you directly to us on the NHS, or to myself at the Spire and Nuffield hospitals in Leeds. We have a website which has a lot of information, not just about how to get in touch, but also about these conditions. LeedsUrologyPartnership.co.uk.
Leeds Urology Partnership on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.